It is just also raw and real. It is so ordinary and horrifying. As we read the story of Jesus' passion and death on the cross, it just feels oh so human and horrible. The mockery and cruelty from bored soldiers, desperate for entertainment in this Jewish backwater, the soldiers twist together a crown of thorns and gamble for a peasant's rags. We see the bystanders who don't know what to do except stand there while the rulers and Romans heap insults on their dying countrymen. And when the very ordinary cry, we hear the very ordinary cry of Jesus as he suffocates to death. I thirst. What a basic need expressed so simply. And still, Jesus is given only sour wine, vinegar, to drink. Finally, his body, exhausted from the torture and the strain of pulling up on nailed hands, he suffocates and breathes his last. A naked corpse for all the world to see. Just another human tragedy in a long list of human tragedies. The cross is bad news before it is good news. First, the bad news of Good Friday. On the cross, it wasn't just Jesus being exposed. It was us. Jesus being exposed on the cross exposes the fundamental lie of humanity that people are basically good, that we are basically good. Now, I want to be fair, it is a partial truth. We were made in the image of God. We are the crowning act of God's very good creation. But are we basically good? In 1974, Marina Abramovich tested this hypothesis that people are basically good. At a gallery in her native Belgrade, Serbia, she laid out 72 items on a table and invited the public to use them on her body any way that they saw fit for 6 hours. The experiment was meant to reveal how a crowd would behave when faced with no repercussions for their actions against a passive individual. She wanted to see if people were basically good. By the end of 6 hours, she had a clear answer. All of her clothes had been cut off of her body. Razor blades had been used to cut her on her face and all over her body. She had been sexually assaulted multiple times, and someone had even pointed a loaded gun at her head. The people doing this weren't criminals. They were just normal people. Businessmen, bankers, lawyers, doctors, grocery store clerks. People just like you and me. We like to think that we are basically good. But Jesus' body hanging on the cross is a painful indictment of humanity. If this is what people who are basically good do, then what would bad people do? In the book, The Cross, Meditations on the Seven Last Words of Christ, Morton T. Kelsey writes this: each of us has underneath our ordinary personality, which we show to the public, a cellar in which we hide the refuse and rubbish which we would rather not see ourselves or let others see. And below that is a deeper hold in which there are dragons and demons, a truly hellish place full of violence and hatred and viciousness. In the cross, this level of our being has thrust itself up out of its deepest underground cellar so that we humans may see what is in all of us and take heed. Whenever we look upon the cross, it can make us face the worst in ourselves and in others, that part of us which can sanction a cross or go to watch a crucifixion. The cross is the symbol, alive and vivid, of the evil that is in us, of evil itself. Christianity is the only world religion that contemplates the reality of evil and unjust suffering every week. Many of us even wear instruments of execution around our necks to remind us of this, a cross. We would think it a bit odd if people went around with electric chair earrings or guillotine bracelets. But many of us think nothing of wearing a cross. And yet, despite all of our crosses, how often do we reckon with the sin and evil in our hearts that created the cross? That's the bad news. Second, the good news of Good Friday. Last week, my son asked me, he said, "Why is it called Good Friday if it's when Jesus died?" I promise I did not put him up to that. I know he's a preacher's kid, but I did not put him up to that. But it's a really great question. The good news of Good Friday is that the cross offers the only solution for sin and suffering. The cross reveals that God meets us in our place of greatest need. Because the reality is that we are not just evil victimizers. We are also victims of injustice ourselves. Every one of us has not just inflicted evil and suffering on others. We have been afflicted by evil and suffering. God in Jesus fully identifies with us in our deepest moments of anguish and suffering, and even in our feeling forsaken by God. "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus cries from the cross. Now, I want to be clear. Jesus was never forsaken by God, just as we are never forsaken by God. But it sure feels like it sometimes. Paradoxically, it is precisely on the cross that we see that God has not forsaken us. It is precisely when we see how inhumanely humans treated God that we see that God really became human. God fully entered into the human experience of being treated inhumanely by other humans. He hasn't forsaken us. He became one of us. On the cross, Jesus is revealed as fully human and fully God. St. Augustine, in one of his sermons, describes this paradox. He writes, "The maker of man was made man, that the ruler of the stars might suck at the breast, that the bread might be hungered, the fountain thirst, the light sleep, the way be wearied by the journey, the truth be accused by false witnesses, the judge of the living and the dead be judged by a mortal judge, the chastener be chastised with whips, the vine be crowned with thorns, the foundation be hung upon the tree, strength be made weak, health be wounded, life die. To suffer these and such like things, undeserved things, that he might free the undeserving, for neither did he deserve any evil, who for our sakes endured so many evils, nor were we deserving of anything good, we who through him received such good." The solution for sin is a sinless God. The solution for unjust suffering is a God who suffers injustice. Jesus comes to meet us even in the places where we feel his absence most pointedly. Even in death, he is there. The Bible teaches that Jesus let all the powers of sin and hell, all the anger and rage of the world, be poured out on him instead of us. He took it all on himself and defeated it, as proven on Easter Sunday. Death and sin could not destroy him. He destroyed them. There's one scene from Star Wars that has really helped me understand the cross. I'm dead serious about that. In The Last Jedi, Kylo Ren, who's a really bad guy, has countless evil forces that have cornered the very last of the resistance, the good guys. And then, seemingly out of nowhere, Luke Skywalker appears standing between all of Kylo Ren's forces of evil, and the very last of the resistance. Kylo Ren is filled with rage at the sight of Luke Skywalker, his former Jedi master. And he orders every weapon in his entire army to fire on Luke Skywalker. And as every weapon starts firing on him, Kylo Ren starts screaming, "More! More! More!" It's as if every force of evil was raining down upon this one man alone. On Good Friday, all the forces of evil were arrayed, and Jesus placed himself between the forces of evil and God's good creation, including us. He took all the evil on himself. All the powers of the world conspired to put Jesus on the cross. Not just the obviously evil forces either. Even the best things the world had to offer were so corrupted by evil that they killed the Son of God. The greatest religion that the world had ever known, the Jewish faith. The greatest example of imperial justice, the Roman Empire. These two, the greatest religion and the greatest empire, conspired to crucify Jesus. As N.T. Wright notes, the world did its best and its worst, and Jesus drew it all onto himself and exhausted its power. Thus, the kingdom is won through the cross. Evil did its worst, and at the end, Jesus said, "It is finished." It is only on the cross we see the depravity of man and the selfless love of God. God loves us to the very end. It is finished. The crucifixion reveals the need for itself. The fact that humanity could so cruelly crucify an innocent man reveals our need for a Savior. At the crucifixion, when we look at the cross, we see humanity's greatest need and God's answer to that need. On the cross, we see our sin and God's solution for sin, his own body. Jesus died for your sins. He died for the sins of the whole world. He died for you. This is the good news of Good Friday.